Authentic Real English from the BBC.
Hi, I'm Jen. And here's Lee.
Hi.
You seem in a bad mood. What's wrong?
你看看这本介绍就知道了。
Golden Palm Beach, Barbados. This resort boasts miles of unspoiled beaches, crystal blue waters and five-star accommodation. Is this where you're going on holiday, Lee?
Yes, 是啊，我刚订了。
Well, you don't sound very happy about it. What's the problem?
Well, it cost me £5,000.
Oh, that's a lot of money.
I know. 我还想存点钱装修我的卫生间呢。
Why did you book a holiday then?
I have to go on holiday. 我两年都没有休假了，我真的需要休息一下。
Well, that's okay. You've booked it now.
But I really need to get the bathroom done.
Well, you can't have your cake and eat it, Lee.
What do you mean? 你怎么知道我刚才吃了一块奶油蛋糕呢？你是说我胖是不是？
Whoa, no, I'm not saying anything.
Then why do you want me to stop eating cake?
Calm down. I said you can't have your cake and eat it. We use this phrase in English to mean that you can't have something both ways.
Oh, 你的意思是说我不能同时花钱又存钱是吗？
Exactly. Let's hear some more examples. He's just got married, but he misses the single life. Well, it's too bad. You can't have your cake and eat it.
I drank a whole bottle of champagne at the party last night, but now I feel sick. I've got the worst hangover ever. But I suppose you can't have your cake and eat it.
The second example is good. You can't have your cake and eat it. 如果你头天喝酒喝得酩酊大醉，第二天却觉得精神饱满、振奋，这是不可能的事儿。You can't have your cake and eat it.
And you can't have your lovely holiday without spending a lot of money on it.
I suppose you're right.
All this talk of cake has got my stomach rumbling. I feel really hungry now.
Hey, there is a new cafe across the road which is selling little cupcakes. They look really delicious. 我们下班了可以去买几个小蛋糕怎么样？
I would love to.But I can't. I want to save my money to go out to dinner tonight.
Oh well, Jen, you can't have your cake and eat it. I'll just get one for myself.
This is Authentic Real English from the BBC.
这里是 BBC 地道英语。